Hello there, we're Jason and Tony, and this is our podcast called In Case You Missed It. Well, in case you missed it, they're sending wine into space. Scientists use the word experiment like all of us boys use the words, hey, y'all, watch this. It's the same thing, just different terms. We're conducting an experiment. Hey, y'all, watch this. Same thing.
Check this out.
So here's what they're doing now. On the International Space Station last Saturday, they sent up a supply rocket. In this supply rocket was some French wine. Now, the astronauts, they're not going to drink it. It's just going to sit up there. It's going to spend a year in orbit before it comes back. And they're going to study the impact of space and weightlessness on the wine's aging process. So they're going to go, hey, I wonder what'll happen if we send some wine up there.
Let it sit and ferment in weightlessness.
It's like they run out of stuff to send into space. Hey, send up my coffee cup and see what happens.
Yeah. Well, heck, if we got us a slingshot in the Shasta, and how high would the Shasta have to go up?
I don't know, before it change into wine?
And then when it lands, that'd be neat. What if it does taste different?
Yeah, but that's more of a, hey, y'all, watch this in an experiment, to be honest with you. Well, I'm just going to throw that out there. Pringles has a new flavor of potato chips just in time for Thanksgiving.
Yum.
This is kind of weird because yesterday I brought up the turducken, which Tony hadn't heard of.
Mike hadn't heard of it either.
Yeah, our buddy Mike, he hadn't heard about it either. But I've known about the turducken for, I don't know, well over a decade. It's been around.
Explain it real quick.
A turducken is a turkey with a duck shoved in it and then with a chicken shoved in a duck. All in one big meat carcass.
Poultry carcass of three.
And it's called turducken. And it's delicious. Yeah. I mean, it's good. There's a lot. I mean, people who know how to do it, it tastes great. Now, so yesterday we're talking about that. Today we learned that Pringles' new flavor is turducken. The turducken stack.
The chip maker. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Yeah.
Turducken.
So I just think that's weird. We went from yesterday, Tony never hearing of it, to today, it's Pringles chips.
Wow.
I wish now I'd never said anything about it, so you would have come in and you're like, what is turducken? And I could have explained it in some alien way, but
now
that
you have explained it,
yeah,
we could use it to grow other things.
That's true, sure.
We could create a Slim Jim a ducking, you know. Just yeah, all that with that.
Boy, step into it.
Bologna.
That's what the duck said to the chicken. Step into it.
Bologna ducking?
Yeah. Huh?
Spam ducking?
Yeah.
Hey, Chick-fil-A ducking.
Did y'all know that it's cuffing season?
No, I didn't.
Now, right now, this particular instant, there's something called cuffing season.
Cuffing season.
Yes.
All right. It sounds cuff?
Cuff. C-U-F-F. Cuffing season. That's when, Tony, single people settle into temporary relationships to get through the winter. But the relationships don't survive past spring. I'm against this.
Oh.
Because here's the deal. Here, fellas, I'm just going to throw this out there to you, and you should heed my advice.
Okay.
There's no reason to get into a relationship right here before Christmas. Okay? Here's why. That's going to make you have to drive other places and do things you don't want to do with other people's family. Two, you're going to have to spend money on said
trip and
cuffing,
stuff.
Cuffing season girlfriend.
You're right.
So you're going to spend money there.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you don't end the cuffing season before Valentine's Day,
you're in.
That's another bit of money, and that's for feelings. Valentine's Day's for feelings.
Yes,
so if
is.
You make it to that, then you've done the wrong thing and you've wasted money. Fellas, just stay away until after February 14th.
I'm going to put a little extra advice on there with that, Jason.
You're going to put relationship advice on this.
Write this down, men.
Oh, God. Okay.
Ask your new sweetheart to be your sweetheart on Groundhog's Day weekend. And that way forever, well, if it lasts that long, or, you know.
How, which it won't.
Okay, but wouldn't it be cool that your anniversary's marked with a big rat coming out of the hole that tells you that spring's on its way? And that'd be your anniversary day.
Baby, I love you like the groundhog loves spring. Or winter, I don't know.
Punch a Tawny Love, baby.
Honey, it's your anniversary. Let me see if I see my shadow. Nope, six more. Grandpa stopped by for a second.
What in the gold dang world's going on with all these losing weight clinics? Every other commercial's telling me I need to call these people so I can lose 100 pounds. What's wrong with ya? Back in my day, you worked in the fields all day. Then you came home, you ate an apple and a piece of bread, and you watched the weight drop right off you for free. Those were the days. What's with all these diet places and nutrition experts? What a bunch of donkey droppings. Here's an idea. Push yourself away from the table, Blimpy, and stop shoving those Twinkies in your pie hole. There. I just saved you a ton of money. Idiots.
We looked at the alternative history of the Upper Cumberland.
Who knew this?
The alternative history of the Upper Cumberland. Today, let's look into the history of Plymouth Rock, which, ironically, used to sit right here in the Upper Cumberland. Long ago, people heard about the arrival of some visiting pilgrims, but they needed a huge rock to show them where to park their boat. A local farmer named Plymouth Cuda just so happened to have a huge rock on his farm. Hundreds of citizens spent months rolling Mr. Plymouth's rock all the way to the ocean. Once it arrived, Plymouth Cuda chiseled his name into the rock so the pilgrims would know they had arrived at Plymouth Rock. Upper Cumberland citizens were so tired they returned home and rested. But rumor had it that the pilgrims made it safe and had a real swell hootenanny with some welcoming Indians. Isn't that swell that this area is so giving and so rich in the actual proven history of America? So proven. Proven by proving provers who prove alternatively kind of proven stuff. About the Upper Cumberland. And the alternative history of the Upper Cumberland. It's real.
This is today's word of the day.
Face it, I'm an encyclopedia.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Excedrin PU. Excedrin PU is when you drop an aspirin in the commode. Excedrin PU.
Last Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
Sing with me.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
I can do anything with you by my side. Yes, I love my four-wheel drive.
That was the best country music lyrics never written. From Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
Mike Nowacki is a SWAT team medic in Chicago. He's been a cop for about 19 years. And
wow.
He had a huge day on Sunday when he ran a 15K race in full SWAT gear.
Wow, what a man.
That's about 9 miles with 50 pounds of stuff on.
He's a beast.
Yeah, well, that's just the beginning. Yeah. About 500 feet from the finish line, he heard someone yelling for help. Mm-hmm. It turned out a woman had a heart attack and collapsed. So, with all of his gear on, he ran over, did CPR with an off-duty firefighter who also jumped in to help, and they kept her alive until EMTs got there.
Dude.
Paramedics got her to the hospital. She survived. Her doctors say she should make a full recovery. So that's great, but that's not the end of the story.
Saving someone's life?
Because going into the race, Mike was secretly planning to propose to his girlfriend, Erin, at the finish line, who's also a cop. She was on duty working the event, and she heard Mike say over the radio that he was doing CPR, so she knew what was going on. But she didn't know about the proposal until he crossed the finish line and got down on one knee.
Aww.
She actually thought he was hurt at first. Then she realized what was happening. And now they're engaged. She said yes. Big day for Mike.
Dang, that is beautiful.
How cool is that? Mike Nowacki, you are real good. That does it. Wraps up today's podcast. Thank y'all so much for listening. Be sure to subscribe and share if you wouldn't mind. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been In Case You Missed It.